The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
We're joined now by Sean Canny, Minister of State at the Department of Transport. Good evening to you, Minister. Firstly, when you hear about the potential for increased tolls on Dublin Port Tunnel, do you think that's fair enough?
Well, it depends on what's the reason for doing it, but also you have to be conscious of the cost to people as well. And like that, you know, we have to make sure that there are alternatives, but we also have to make sure that the port tunnel remains operational. It was built, as Conor Faulkner said, for heavy trucks to get in and out of the port. I suppose one of the things we will be looking at is capacity in other ports to take some of the pressure out of Dublin, because it's going to reach maximum capacity by 2040. So there's a lot of planning to be done, and I think that's taken up in the ports policy, which we have out for consultation at the moment for the next 8 weeks. But, you know, it does bring everything into focus, the operation in the port itself, and also the port tunnel and what it was built for, and the
that's entirely fair, Minister. But as you probably heard Conor Faulkner say there, that the tolls for a private car are around, at certain times of the day, €14 for somebody using it. I would imagine that's such a high amount of money that if they had an alternative that was viable, they wouldn't be spending that, because you would imagine €14 is already a disincentive.
Absolutely. And with the Metrolink being coming in for out for tender at the moment, or starting the tender process on that, I think that is the overall solution to a lot of the problems in terms of traffic congestion in Dublin and the wider area. So the alternatives are being planned for and are being invested in. And that's why I said at the very start, it's okay talking about these things, but you just cannot be putting a burden,
but you're certainly not
on traffic owners.
You're certainly not outruling an increase in these tolls.
No, I'm not ruling them in or ruling them out. What I'm saying to you is that we have to look at how we can actually protect the port, the tunnel itself, protect the port, and also get people, commuters around the city, more public transport. We're doing bus connects, we're investing in all of that. So I think we are moving towards less cars on the road and more public transport, and that's what we have to continue, including with Metro North.
All right. Minister, I want to move on to e-scooters. You have said that you would like to see things like mandatory registration now for e-scooters, as well as tax and insurance obligations like cars. Tell us what you envisage.
Well, first of all, just to correct one thing there, I haven't said that I would like to see tax. This is not a tax issue. What I'd like to see, what we need to do, first of all, is we need to make sure that e-scooters are regulated in the sense that we know who owns them, we know who buys them, who we know who's responsible for them. And I think it's also very important to say to listeners that if somebody is under 16 years of age, they're breaking the law to be up on an e-scooter at the moment. Okay. I would like to say to parents, talk to your children. They may be getting, their friend may have one, they may go up on it. We have heard from the CHI this week of the number of children who are in life support in the hospital and the hospitals as a result of accidents on the e-scooters.
Yeah.
I think that's the most strong message I can give out. E-scooters are not a toy. They're not something to be playing around with. And in fairness, they can go at a speed that actually people have got killed off them. And also, vulnerable people on the roads and on the footpaths are also at risk when these things fly past. So I think there is a responsibility on the people who buy them. And that's why I think registration is very important, so that we know who owns them and that we know we have somebody who's accountable for that machine then.
Okay, almost half of children in Temple Street's ICU are children who've been injured on e-scooters, and six of them have been on life support. But maybe you're being misreported, Minister, because what has been reported is that you are looking for mandatory registration as well as tax and insurance obligations. So are you solely looking for mandatory registration? Is that what you're looking for?
No, what I would say to you is that at the moment we're in discussions. I've had a discussion a couple of weeks ago with Minister O'Brien, Minister O'Callaghan, and also with the Taoiseach in relation to e-scooters. One of the most factors that is in my mind is the sale of these e-scooters. Some people can buy them online. So how do you regulate all of that? The only way you can regulate it is that they would be registered. I got photographs this morning in Bavaria where there's a registration number on every e-scooter. So that puts somebody accountable. Somebody's the owner.
And if somebody else is driving it, at least if the Gardaí, if it's been driven wrongly or if a young person is on it, at least the Gardaí can check then and see who owns it. At the moment, the Gardaí cannot do any of that because there's no accountability in terms of who owns
it. Okay, so you want mandatory registration so we know who owns these. But I mean, we already have quite a lot of laws, Minister, around e-scooters currently in terms of how fast they're supposed to go, how heavy they're supposed to be. People aren't supposed to have the ones with the seats. You're not supposed to see two people on them at a time. People under the age of 16, rather, shouldn't be on them. We're not seeing those laws enforced. I work in the city centre. Every day I see more than one person on an e-scooter. Every day I see people going past me on their e-scooters faster than I'm going, and I could be going 30 kilometres an hour. So these laws that we have currently aren't being enforced. So what would change with registration?
Well, I think that's what I was saying there, is that it would give more clarity to the Gardaí when they're enforcing the laws, that they would actually know who owns the scooter. I think there should be, we will be looking at bringing in fines also for breaking the law. But secondly, the cost, if something is seized, the cost of getting it back, the scrapping of these machines, all of that, and also to put people who buy these, make them responsible for their actions and make them responsible for...
And how would you do that without things like insurance?
Yeah, but you see, you can do it by registration, you can do it with insurance, and I'm not ruling out insurance, but what I'm saying is, it's not about taxing, it's about actually, I think the most important thing is, people need to understand what their actions can lead to, especially parents, and they should sit down with their children and explain why they should not be up on these scooters when they hear of what's happening in the hospitals. And I think that's the biggest message that I can give today. We will bring in more regulation, we'll bring in more clarity for the guards, so that would help them in policing at the moment.
Because we don't have registration. Do the guards have enough training around this? Because it is quite hard to pursue somebody on an e-scooter because they're able to weave in traffic, they're able to go quite fast when they want to. They would have a nimbleness and a mobility that maybe an ordinary car wouldn't have, and certainly a guard on foot wouldn't have.
Absolutely. And I think it is important as well, just three things I'll say about that. With scramblers and with e-scooters, we need to train guards to be able to pursue them, maybe on the same type of vehicles, to be as nimble as the people they're pursuing. And also we need to protect the Gardaí in terms when they're in pursuit, that they are not being charged with breaking the law. So I think that's a ridiculous situation we have at the moment, and we'll have to rectify that as well.
And maybe
because if we have laws and regulations, we need to give clarity to the Gardaí when they're enforcing them. And I think it's important we do that. And what I'm saying is that I won't rule out anything. I will have another meeting tomorrow with my officials in relation to this.
All right.
And we'll be looking at what we can bring in.
A final question for you, Minister. You mentioned what people buying them need to be thinking about. What about people selling them? Do we need to regulate that differently too? Because we do know that they're supposed to not go, I think it's above 20 kilometres per hour. But we know that there are high-powered scooters. That we actually looked it up before we came on air. There's scooters available in this country for over €1,000 that have the potential and the capacity to go much faster than 20 kilometres an hour. Why are they being sold?
Yeah, and I agree wholeheartedly, and that's why if you have them registered, they can only be registered up to a certain power, and that's all that can be sold. And if they're not registered, if there's no registration plate on them, just the way I would see it, if there's no registration plate on them, they're totally illegal and should not be on the road. It's like having a car with no registration number on it. So I think that's how we will deal with all of that. But I would also say, give you this as my experience, I was in a shopping centre and I spotted e-scooters in the shop. I went in to look at them and look at their technical information on them. And then I looked around the shop, and what was in the shop, other than it was a shop for children, for babies, there was prams, there was buggies, all of that kind of stuff in it. And we had two e-scooters at the front door, the first thing parents see come in the door. And I would say, that is something that's not right. It's wrong. We need to make sure that the sale of these e-scooters is controlled. So if it's been registered, both the seller and the person buying it will be on the registration.
Right. Minister of State at the Department of Transport, Sean Kenny, thank you for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.